Hey, Tammy.
Hi, so this is Lance Corporal Nicholas Franklin.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it says you are 21 years old?
That is correct, ma'am.
How long have you been a Marine?
I've been a Marine for 2.5 years now. Yeah.
2.5 years, okay. Tell me a little bit about what your job is there.
My job out here is as a data networking specialist. It's pretty much putting communications up around Afghanistan and the Helmand province and maintaining that communications. It allows all the other FOBs or forward operations bases to talk to each other in our area of operations. I've been all over Afghanistan.
Like, telephone networks or computer networks or?
Computer networks, telephone networks, radio networks, based off of satellite communications.
All righty. Cool. So,
thank you.
what's some of your challenges of your job there in Afghanistan?
Sleepless nights. it's a daunting job. There's so many things that can go wrong, and it's such a wide network that it takes time to find and troubleshoot the issues. At the other interview, I was telling them about I had to replace a piece of SATCOM equipment in the middle of a firefight.
Okay, you're really breaking up there, so I can't hear you very well. So say that again. A daunting network?
It's a daunting network because it's so big and dispersed. And sometimes you don't exactly have appropriate cover for the job that you're doing.
What do you mean by appropriate cover?
I mean, a piece of satellite equipment went down on a FOB, and the FOB was attacked, and I had to put it back up while we were all being shot at.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on just a minute. So were you outside or were you in the building?
Outside.
Oh, my goodness. So do you have somebody
Say again?
Do you have somebody standing next to you with a rifle or...
Yes, there are other Marines engaging the targets while I was doing my job. My mission doesn't stop just because we get shot at, so it's not my mission to combat the enemy. It's my mission to get communications up.
You said your job is not to, did you say combat the enemy? Is that what you said?
Combat the enemy unless needed. My job is getting communications up around Afghanistan.
Does your family know what you do? Or the situation of how you
work? Yes. My mom knows what I do. So does my sister. I believe everybody knows what I do, to be honest. I'm pretty open with what I do. I enjoy my job very much.
That you get shot at while you're working?
Huh?
They know that you get shot at? They know that you get shot at while you're working?
No, they don't.
So, no, they don't.
I don't like to worry my family with stories like that.
Oh, no. yeah. So, you said in your summary that you sent here that your best experiences have taken place outside the wire at the forward operating bases now. Is that why? Because you were shot at, or is there something else?
No, I'm not crazy, Tammy. No, I guess that could be a reason. It really adds adrenaline to the fight. It adds...
I was just going to say, it gets the adrenaline running, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I have to say that was the fastest I've ever put a piece of communications gear up in my life. But it's mostly just being on the smaller fobs, actually out in the thick of everything. You know, like it just makes you actually, you know, you're on a deployment.
And that's what every Marine wants, is to be on deployment and face those kinds of situations.
Oh, those are the situations that, you know, to a Marine, like, let you know that you are making progress. You know, you are providing mission-critical stuff to the fight. And I do believe that's what every Marine wants when they come out here. And that's why it's pretty much the best experience, actually being out in Afghanistan with the Marines that are taking the fight to the enemy, doing their job while I get to do my job.
So what are your family going to think if they hear on the radio that you're out working there while shots are being fired around you?
I come from a military family. I have cousins in the Marines and the Navy and the Army. And I do believe that if anybody did hear about it back home, you know, they would just say to themselves, like they always say, you know, I knew what I signed up for, and it's what I wanted, and I'm getting exactly what I want. I do believe they'll be happy for that. Even though they'll be worried, I believe they'll be happy for me.
Okay, so I was going to ask, well, what's different about working in Afghanistan than 29 Palms, but I guess you answered it. You don't get shot at in 29 Palms.
Yeah. You're actually in the fight. It's no longer training. You're doing the real thing.
So, you said you have long days. How long is a typical day for you?
Oh, a typical day can be anywhere from 12 hours to, if it gets really bad, 16, 17 hours. There's one time, one of my staff sergeants, we had to place a SNAP. It's called a Sipper Nipper Access Point. It's just what we use out in Afghanistan to bring SATCOM to Afghanistan so we can continue talking to our guys out there. And I had to pretty much bring that up, and something went wrong while I was bringing it up, and I was actually up for about 37 hours, I believe. You don't sleep until your job gets done. So it was pretty bad. Well, not 37 hours, 27 hours. I don't know where 37 came from.
Okay. Don't sleep until the job gets done. My goodness. So it's not like you can say, sorry, guys, I got to go to bed. I'll see you in the morning. They're saying,
no, it's not. Especially not out here.
Yeah.
Like, there's people relying on the job that I do to get done. Or else there's going to be a lot of problems. There's going to be a lot of people that we don't know where they're at. There's going to be a lot of people that something happens to them that we won't be able to find out.
Yeah, I suppose that would be very important. Okay, so when you do have some free time, what is it that you like to do then?
I like to play football a lot. I also go to the gym, and I used to box before the Marine Corps, and so I'll go to one of the gyms on base and just box around for a little bit. But I love playing football and boxing, and sometimes baseball.
Yeah, you did say something about playing football in the sandstorm.
Oh, yes, that was an amazing experience. Everybody got sent to their rooms, and me and my roommate did not want to go, so we pretty much walked outside, noticed there was a big sandstorm going, walked back inside, took the goggles off of our helmets, put them on our faces, and ran outside and played football.
Some people would think that would be a little strange to be playing football in a sandstorm.
To me, it's just fun. You know, just because you're on a deployment doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stop doing what you love. You know, if there's a will, there's a way. And to other people, it might be strange, but it's how we pretty much keep our sanity out here. We're out here for a long time, so anything helps, you know, just bonding with each other, you know, continuing to develop that camaraderie with your fellow Marines around you. It makes the deployment a lot easier.
So do you have one memorable moment of the deployment? Sounds like you have several, but do you have one?
I do. Let me think of one. My most memorable moment. What is the most memorable moment? I have memorable moments that are bad to say over radio. That's a tough question. I think for radio etiquette, the most memorable moment is that moment that I was talking about earlier on the FOB where I had to put up a snap in a firefight. I think that's the most, I'll never forget that moment.
And explain to me what a snap is again.
It's just a zipper nipper access point. That's just what SNAP stands for. What it is it's just it's pretty much a dish. Say again?
You said a super something access point?
A zipper nipper access point.
Nipper? N-I-P-P-E-R?
These are questions you can ask Captain Reynolds. He'll be able to tell you.
Okay. I'm just trying to get the definition of SNAP, because if I say SNAP, nobody's going to know what it is except for maybe you. Super something access.
It'll be okay. I'll be able to answer that question.
Okay. So
it's hard for me to explain.
Put up a snap in a firefight, and then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But all that really is it's just like a dish on the ground, pretty big dish that hooks up to a satellite in the sky and passes data to and from the different FOBs.
Okay. So do you have a girlfriend or wife?
I do.
A girlfriend?
Yes.
Does she...
Name's Mariella.
Mariella?
Yes.
Does she know about your experiences?
Yes, she does. I tell her everything. She's my guardian angel out here.
Aww.
She keeps me sane.
Say that again.
I'm about 6 years, actually.
Say again what she does.
What she does?
Well, no, you said she keeps you sane. Say that again.
Oh, she keeps me safe. She's my guardian angel. She keeps me sane out here.
So I've asked some Marines this, and it sounds like you've already answered it, but I'm going to ask you again. So why is it that Marines like to deploy?
Like I said, because it lets you see that all the work you're doing, that whether you're back in CONUS or back in the States or out here, when you're back in the States and you're doing your job, you don't really get to see an end result in the war effort. But when you're out here on a deployment, you know, you're right in the middle of it, and you get to see that what you're doing, whatever your job is impacting the fight in a positive way. And it's always good to see that what you're doing is actually, you know, becoming a part of the war effort.
And that's why you joined the Marine Corps.
That is why I joined the Marine Corps.
Do you think you'll stay in when your time is up? Will you reenlist?
Oh, of course I am. I'm getting promoted in about 10 days.
Well, congratulations.
And then once I get promoted, I'm going to reenlist. What was that?
I said congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
So is it another 4 years then?
Yes, it's going to be another 4 years. And then after that, I'll see where it takes me.
Anything that you want to add that I haven't asked you about?
Just want to give a shout-out to my friends and family back in 29 Palms and back in home in California, Northern California, 311 Artillery. It's my home unit. Just like to say what's up to everybody there. Coming home soon,
and
guys.
Is 311 at 29 Palms, or are they somewhere else?
They're in 29 Palms.
Oh, okay. Because I've talked to some Marines that, like one, I think last week, came from Yuma, and he was attached to RCT-7, so.
Oh, yeah? That's pretty cool. Yeah, people from all over get attached to RCT-7.
Okay, great. Well, I sure appreciate your time and staying up late.
Thank you for doing it. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you. Stay safe now.
Okay. Yes,
ma'am. Bye-bye.